Man, Eric, it's such a great day here in Angel Grove.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh no, it's Rita Repulsa and Lord Zedd. They're here to ruin the day with their bad musical taste, and they're sending their monsters to fight us.
Jonathan, you know what we have to do?
It's Kipo time!
Graduation.
Weddings.
Quinceañeras.
All parties and events.
Give DJ Kipo a call for all your party needs. He DJs quinceañeras, graduations, weddings, and all the other types of parties. He can be reached at 806-441-0491 or Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
John Eric. Media. That's crazy. We started the toys.
Okay. Here we go.
All you ladies, pull your chi-chis out. This is the J.P. Lopez Show. Also, if you're a transgender, pull your pecker out. This is the J.P. Lopez Show.
What's up? Thank you for tuning back into the J.P. Lopez Show. I got San Juan back in the studio, and I also got the world's largest cowboy fan in the studio. Mr.
I can't really say nothing about that, man. Another disappointment.
Like your attire.
I got tired of all that eagle talk up in here. Come fly y'all's asses here on this couch.
There's no eagle talk in this studio.
No, I
know what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Flams is an eagle fan now.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, man, happy to fucking have you back, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry, we went a little long talking about some military stuff. That was interesting to me, bro. Yeah. That's whole new shit that I ain't never heard of. Like, people that I know been in the military have never discussed some shit like that. So that's why I was like, what? Tell me more.
A little bit more, please. Can I have some more, sir?
But since I have you new to 2024 in the studio, I want to ask you, what does this time of year, bro, inspire for you? And I'm not asking about the New Year's New Me bullshit. Like, just the new year, what does it inspire or drive or light a fire for you for?
Shit, that's a good question. I don't know. That one in the questions.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, right now, a situation I've, you know, talked to you about, I would say fresh start, you know, to being fucking better, try to be better, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try to motivate myself to do better in everything, not just for myself, but for people around me, you know what I mean? Especially my kids. But I don't know, man, just.
You are always in the gym. Like, wherever you are, you make it a point to be in the gym. But you also have made it be known several times that, you know, that you want to get someone to just go to the gym. You know what I mean? Like, inspire anyone to start working on their health and their fitness. Have you pushed anyone to maybe start doing or pointed that direction?
No,
for?
And it's funny you brought that up because I've actually started thinking about going back to training. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'll see, you know, a new one in the gym, you know, and you can tell who they are. You know,
yeah.
they're already insecure about being there because, you know, they're barely starting out. They really don't know what to do. Go up to them, and I'll go to them, and I'll, you know, introduce myself, and, hey, man, you know, I'll see you, you know, keep doing it,
yeah.
You know. And for me, I think that they would, that would motivate them, like, man. You know,
just so they have that one friend in the gym.
Yeah, you know, like, hey, man, like, so, I don't know, just something.
Yeah, that's that.
That's
what it is. Honestly, that's a badass start, but I asked that question because I think I'm going to start asking that for a couple more episodes. But what is this type of year, this time of year inspire for you?
I'm going to do the new year. New year, same me. Nah, I don't know, man. I just want to travel a little bit more. Hit some more places up, man. Just invest more. You know, get some shit going, popping off more, man. I just feel like I always tell you, I feel like I'm behind. I feel like I'm behind on everything, man. So just that, man. Just take some more risks. I played it safe for a long time. on. I mean, I've done some kind of, you know what I mean? Took some chances on shit. Yeah. Just be more. It's paid off for me. So just take some bigger risk and, you know, see where what happens.
Buy more assets.
Yeah, buy more assets.
Or try to get more assets.
Yeah, try to get some more going, man. Yeah. And, you know, not be, like with the, you know, with the whole restaurant, I've never done it before. So, shit, I'm open to anything. I don't give a fuck. Oh, so, but just, excuse me, just to try it. You know what I mean?
If it's like let's always, open a bar.
Tell you, you know when I was, I always wanted to do one, man.
Fail, cause we'd be drinking shit.
What happened? Y'all must have been
your
busy.
Friends have fucked this bar up.
You don't. So I know what you don't drink.
Well, I told him we could take a loss for the first year. Yeah.
First 3 years, you could take a loss. I guarantee that.
And they took it to heart.
Oh shit! But yeah.
Adrian, are you having all your family's quintaneros over here?
So before you got here, me and San Juan were talking about, you know, just this, just like, you know, trying to go to bed and still make money. And you can't do that unless you're buying assets and shit. And we're like, so how do I get assets with like $30 to make? Because that's all I'm trying to do. That's
you
what I'm trying
buy
to
some
do.
Ass. I don't know about assets. Yeah.
I ain't never heard of this set. I got that
queue.
Fresh ass.
Yeah, well, you got to drive the queue, though. Hope you got gas money to make it there.
They might take 10. I don't know.
Negotiation.
But I'll ask another question. So this is on the topics that I sent you. But, you know, as we are grown and in our own fucking ways already, in our grown man ways, what makes you feel safe? Like
being with my dad.
For real?
I know that sounds crazy, man. You know, because as men, it's us taking care of everybody else, right? Mm-hmm. Shit goes down, it's us. If somebody says, oh, somebody got to die for the family, you're like, that's fucking me, right? Or whatever. With my pop, I know I just like, he would do that for me. His family is me. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I feel safe. Like, if shit could, I mean, we probably both get beat up, but I feel like he would, you know what I mean? I don't have to.
That you're safe.
I don't have to be the dude who has to be looking out for everything. You're like, hey, I'm my dad here, man. Yeah. If shit goes down, I know I don't have to look and see if I already know he's there with mm-hmm. me. You know what I mean? So I feel, which is, you know, he's my pop, man. He just, I feel safe when I'm with him. Even though we fight 24/7 and argue about everything, I just feel safe when I'm at the shop with him and he's there drinking and we're, you know, talking about work and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I just feel really safe. Like if something happened, and one of us, you know, it wouldn't be me making that. I feel like he'd be fighting me to make that sacrifice. You know what I mean?
That it's like your kid, you know, you're a
kid
again.
Yeah, I'm a
kid,
man.
Fuck yeah.
Like, because with my pop, man, that dude's fired me so many times, man. Like, from jobs. And, like, made me, I'm like, dude, how am I going to get home? I rode with you. But so, you know, there I go walking. And then I'm like, fuck, I got to find somewhere to work tomorrow. And then he's mad at me because I'm not ready at 8. You know what I mean? You fired me. That was yesterday. Come on. You know what I mean? So we've had, but as I got older, I realized a lot of shit with my pop. Like, you know, you don't get instructions raising your kids, man. And sometimes we are shitheads. You know what I mean? So it's like, I see him now, man. He's old. And he still talks shit. I sent him that recording of my pop, man.
And he made a prank call to his dad. God dang,
dude.
But I never asked you this, and I wanted to ask you this. As you got older and, you know, your dad's still around, have you understood or realized his way of parenting you?
Yeah.
Like,
definitely, man, because I feel like I think I was a difficult kid. I'm pretty sure I was, man. And you know, the shit we were doing as young kids at the clubs and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Yeah. You too, don't forget.
Yeah, fuck
it. I know you're pointing at us. But, you know, the shit we were doing, man, and, you know, they only know what their parents taught them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So now that I get older and I have a son that fucking, oh, my God, man, he's making me pay for a lot of shit. Not the little one. Mm-hmm. The older one that doesn't want to work, man. And he doesn't, like, he has all these opportunities, man, and he doesn't want to work at all, man. And it just blows my mind. It's like I try to yell at him and try to, and it's like, and I look at my dad and I'm like, God damn, man, you tried to tell me all this shit and I didn't listen. And now look at us, now that we're older, our relationship has gotten really, really well. So when he talks shit, I'm just like, yeah, all right, let me go over here and I'll be back in a minute. I'll be over here in a minute, you know what I mean?
Like, pops was talking shit for a reason.
Yeah, you know, yeah. He told me those shits because that's the only thing he knew. was how to yell and shit like that, because that's how they taught him. So, but he knew what he was talking about. You know, I didn't understand it at that age. But now that I'm older and I look back, I'm like, fuck, man, I could have been so much further if I would have fucking listened. Mm-hmm. I would have, you know, because like I tell people, I only went to ninth grade. I only finished ninth grade, right? So he always told me to stay in school, stay in school, stay in school. And then now I didn't fucking, now I'm work hard all the time, right? And he's like, look at your sister. She fucking listened. Now she's over here kicking back and doing shit. I'm like, ah, well.
But I didn't want to listen.
Yeah. She's ugly.
I want to listen, Dad. Fuck. So, Adrian, grown ass man, what makes you feel safe, man?
What makes me feel safe?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, bro, I'm going to say prayer.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to say prayer, bro.
I fucking love that answer.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, man, it's my go-to. You know, just, I don't know, it's just
is your prayer
probably the best way to handle things? You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. it's just
your everyday prayer. Is it the same or it differs every day?
No, it differs every day.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I still, you know, because I always still fuck up. Ask for forgiveness. You know, but, you know, strength and you know, guidance. Especially in there, I obviously pray for a lot of y'all and my family. But and it's just to you know just guidance to. And strength to fucking grow through what we're about to go, you know, go through, you know. So
I fucking love that answer, dude.
It's a good answer, man.
That is a good answer. For me, man, what makes me feel safe and it's like that feeling that, you know, Dad's got me is whenever I'm laying next to my wife on a sleep late morning, like a sleep in morning.
Yeah.
So and when I say I sleep in. It's probably like 9 or 10 o'clock because she can't ever sleep late. She's like, I can't be sleeping all day. I was like, God damn, it's 9 o'clock. But like when I'm up from like 7 to 9 and can't go back to sleep, so I'm just laying next to her on my phone or whatever, I feel the most safe. I don't know why because it's new. It's probably been like, I don't know, a couple years now. But that I just feel like I can't describe it. I can't, but it's my safe space.
Well, at least that lets you know you're with the person you need to be with.
Yeah.
The person you love.
Yeah.
Be comfortable and safe there.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there are times that, of course, we want to beat the shit out
of each
other.
Oh, yeah, that's her. Sometimes I wake up with my face hurt. I'm like, God damn, man. Somebody hit me. I look at her just asleep.
With a smile.
Her hands all red.
Why you got Tommy's rings on?
She's got one eye open.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. Fucking face hurts, babe.
Yeah, that's where I feel safe. But it's new. Like I said, I realized it probably a couple years ago. And I'll have an episode of anxiety the night before, maybe the whole day, because I still battle anxiety. And I've just figured out ways to deal with it on my own because I do not want medication. Medication that I've taken for anxiety has like made me feel so numb, like to the point where I'm a very emotional person now. Like now when my dad passed away, something fucking happened. Like a barrier just broke. And me and Ramos talk about it all the time on our podcast is I'll fucking cry on a commercial. And just something like how, like I'm just leading it up to build up to where I'm gonna have a shitty episode if I don't take care of it, and then I'll find myself laying next to my wife and I'll just forget the world, like I'm just in my safe spot.
That is, bro.
And I mean, I pray all the time, and I asked you because that was a badass answer to the question, but I'm kind of, I don't know, fighting with myself, maybe is the word, but I'm kind of pissed off at myself that my prayer every day is kind of becoming similar, and I'm hating that because I'm thinking it's just repetition rather than just praying for what I should be praying for.
So you're doing it like, do you feel like you're doing it something because you feel like you have to do it? Or
No. What I mean by that is, like, I'm noticing that I'm saying the same things in this prayer,
mm-hmm.
and I'm fighting myself thinking, am I still being original, or am I just going through the motion and just be in repetition. Like, no, lay me down, sleep now.
Yeah, like, now it's time to pray. Yeah. So let me go ahead and pray. Mm-hmm. Instead of actually.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah. That's
sorry, what I, mean. I didn't. Yeah, that's yeah.
What
I mean. Yeah.
Instead of like, you know.
What from you from inside. The heart. Yeah, like, yeah. Like,
really,
yeah.
Really, really, really getting into
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. For real. No, it, I don't feel that way, but then I guess, yes. Like, yeah. Looking back at it after I finished praying, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do y'all do you, are your prayers the same?
Man, my prayers are just sporadically, man. I just if I'm feeling some type of way, man, I'll just and I don't have like I just like really just talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, hey God, I need this and this just direct. This is what I need. And I never try to do the negotiation thing, like I promise I won't do this. It's like, hey, I fucked up and I need you to understand this is I know I fucked up and I just need to get this right. You know what I mean? Like, you can't ask. I don't know, man. I've always been told, like, if you pray for patience, God's going to give you something to be patient about versus patience. You know what I mean? So, like, if I want to be better at something, he's not going to give that to me, that prayer. He's going to give me shit to get work better at that. So, yes. Like, if I want to be patient, he's going to give me a lot of annoying motherfucking workers, right? So mm-hmm. he could be like, you know, here. Learn to be patient. Here's these fucking people. Yes. You know what I mean? Because if he just gives it to me, what do I really learn? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I always be like, damn, man. Sometimes I'm scared to pray because then he's going to send me all these fucking annoying ass people. And I really got to get my patience going with these people. But you know what I mean?
Just, yeah.
I'll just do that, man. I'll just be like, man, this is what I need. Or if I fucked up, like, man, I fucked up.
Because I pray for continued blessings on most of all my friends that, you know, that I talk to every day throughout the week, whatever. And I look back on it and I'm like, should I be praying for like their wants and their needs or just blessings over them? And then I'm like, you're always, it's repetitive. I'm just in my own head, I guess, yeah. But it's a struggle that I've noticed here recently that I'm fighting with myself, like for lack of a better word or term, but I'm fighting and I'm thinking if I should start changing it up daily just on purpose or just keep continuing going because it's all from the heart anyway.
Like, yeah, I think you should go right from your heart.
Yeah. Can't go from anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't feel like I'm just doing it out of repetition and just doing my ABCs at night.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you just pray at night?
No. And that's what I was going to say is Jacob Signs actually kind of told me that we need to be talking to the Holy Spirit every day as our friend throughout the day. Hmm. And he was like, the Holy Spirit should be the middleman between you and your prayer. Basically how he kind of put it out there. But he was like, he tries his best to talk to the Holy Spirit all day throughout the day and then pray when he prays.
Yeah.
But,
I do,
and I never heard that.
Yeah, I never heard that. Yeah. I always thought like go directly to the man. You know what I mean? So that's what. But I never heard that one before. I mean, I don't know, but like I do. I pray when we go out to eat. I don't care where we at. We're like, hey, everybody, stop. We're gonna pray real fast.
Yeah.
And when I do it, I always say, you know, thank God for all the good and the bad. You know, I thank for everything I got. You know, and thank you for because you know you learn shit from the bad too, man. And maybe that's what you needed to go through that bad stuff sometimes. But I remember the first time I said that in the prayer, I was like, yeah, you thanking God for the bad stuff? I said, I'm thanking for everything, man. I mean, I learned a lot more shit through the bad times than I did through the good times, for sure, bro. Sure. For sure. A lot of shit humbled me, man, and I needed that humble me.
Keep trying. Keep shining.
It's right there.
No, and you can always count. Yeah, I started recently, probably like about a year now, started thanking God for the bad things in my life.
You know,
because it could always be worse. And I always thank him for, thank you, God. Yeah, thank you.
I heard, what's that, Mike Epps? He does that stand-up where he talks about if you threw all your problems in a pile and you thought yours was bad, somebody's going to run off with your shit.
Yeah, somebody, hey!
You know what I mean? Then you're over there with your leg all fucked up walking around. I was like, no shit, right? Because you think yours is bad. Somebody always got it worse, man. So, you know, when shit like, man, like I tell people, sometimes I do good, man, and I fucking make a killing, right? And then sometimes I fucking lose. I just got to be happy, you know, wait for the next one, man, and it's going to be all right, man. Yeah. I learned a lot of shit on that loss, man. It humbles me because sometimes I'm thinking I'm way right here, man. That's why I talk to everybody the fucking same, bro, because I don't know where your struggle, you know what I mean? Like, I meet that dude, he might be fucking living in his car, but, you know, 2-3 months ago, he might have been living on the street. He moved up, and he's fucking trying. He's going to get somewhere, you know what I mean? Just because somebody's on top now doesn't mean they're going to be on top tomorrow, man. And I've learned that the hard way, bro, because I've had tons of money and then fucking nothing. And then getting back up, it's like, okay, now I'm doing really well. I got to remember. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't fucking...
But how much easier was life when you had nothing?
Bro.
Dude. Right?
It's easier, man.
Right?
But I tell you this, I'd rather be... You said money doesn't make happy. I'd rather have the...
that happiness.
The money.
You know what I am?
With the happy, you know what I mean? I'm going to be okay. It's not that bad with the money. It makes it tolerable. But
it's crazy, though, man. He gives it all to you, and he can take it all away.
In a heartbeat, bro. Like in that, a man. Fucking heartbeat.
That's how people, I mean...
Because people, my first marriage, we had a limousine business and all kinds of shit then. I went from having that kind of money to fucking living at my dad's shop with nothing, right? Uh-huh. And so I was like, fuck. And then I met Amanda, and I don't know. I guess she's not too bright, bro, because she got with me when I didn't have... a fucking penny, right? So, and then we just
you kept... say that, but I think she knew your drive.
Yeah, she's from Little Fair. They ain't the brightest over there. I'm just gonna say that. But you know, so she stuck with me, man, and we grinded, and you know, we've done very well.
Fuck yeah,
you know, we've done very well, and I just remember those tough times. So, like my daughter, like. He's met her, man. She's always in a bad mood. Or she seems like she's in a bad mood, but that's just her. But she had to grow up with us.
She's owed someone.
Yeah, she's old. Like, she had to grow up with us because I was a kid with a kid and making all these fucking mistakes, being dumb. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the struggle of moving all the time. And I was telling, did I ever tell you the story about the potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you ever heard that? Bro, I thought I was going to get paid on Friday, right? Dude told me he was going to pay us, so we ate potatoes the whole fucking week, man. Fries, baked potatoes. This is a 10-pound bag. That Friday, I thought I was going to be paid. We had 3 potatoes left. I threw them in the backyard. I was like, fuck these potatoes. We about to eat, right? The motherfucker didn't pay us, man. told us we were going to have to wait till Monday to cash the checks. So there I go outside picking the fucking potatoes up, man. And I was like, never again, right? Never fucking again. Yeah. It taught me lessons, man. Like, never fucking again. I can't count. I can't depend on that shit no more. I gotta be fucking ready for it. But she grew up with us like that, man. So she's really tough, man. Like, she runs things for me. I tell everybody, even Amanda, that when I die, I leave in her everything and in charge of everything. Because I know she'll take care of them. Amanda, man, I give her all this money, she'll fucking buy magic beans or something. I love her, man, to death. But she'll be like, look at these beans I got. You know what I mean?
They were only quarter mil.
All our savings. But they're magic. Oh, dude, I didn't marry for your brains, my love. I did not marry for your brains. But I love her, man. She's been by me through everything. That magic beans threw me off where the fuck I was going with that story. But because
them taters.
It threw me off because that's some real shit. She probably would come back with some magic
beans. But, I mean, it was what we were talking about, like having being broken,
nothing, man.
Having nothing, it was kind of easier, but yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So, I was gonna ask both of y'all, what's a, like, maybe not an image, but what's one thing that's just been tattooed on your brain for forever? Like, I'll go first. And this legit, I think about it a few times a week, is when we snuck into Club Rio at the age of, 14, if that. And it's probably, like, one of the first few nights that we started going. So it's, like, first nights. And Chris was there, and he was, like, came in. My uncle's here. He can't see us, man. He's going to trip and lose his shit. So we kind of, like, avoided where his uncle was. We kind of had to watch him and then, like, be on the opposite side of the club. Well, we were in a part of a club that we would never usually be, but I saw this fucking dude punch a girl right in the face. Like, she was probably 110 pounds, and he was a good, solid-ass dude, probably like a 200-pound man, if not more.
Yeah.
And he fucking, like, pulled back and cold-cocked this fucking chick with everything he had. And she fell flat on her neck. You know, like, didn't even brace her fall with her arms or elbows, nothing. Like, she just fell straight on her fucking back of her neck. Boom. And as soon as she fell, as fast as she fell is as fast as she got the fuck up. Like, boom, and got right the fuck back up. And he saw that and started running. And she started running after him. And I think about that, like, legit once a week for all my life since I was, like, 14 years old, bro.
Goddamn. That's a tough chick, bro.
Like, she kind of, like, flew back and, like, landed on her neck and boom. And then next thing I know, she's right back up and he's fucking running out and she's running right after him. And
fucking exorcist. Hey, bro, these women are the devil, bro.
That's the hub. That's Lubbock chicks.
All of them.
You got something like that?
Man, it's almost the same thing, but it's with Esther. It was Amanda's birthday. We had rented a limo, man. And so everybody's getting jacked up, right? So we go, what was that? Damn, man. Tequila Jungle or... I forgot the name of the club. So we go in there, right? We go in there. Esther's with us. She got her... She in the limo, she kept wanting the Patron, but I didn't want to give her the Patron. So we're giving her the cheap liquor, telling her it was Patron, right? So she was like, yeah, I'm drinking. She was getting fucked up. We go in the club. She has this leather vest on, bro. And I remember watching her, right? She has this leather vest on. She's walking with her hands in her pocket. She has a mullet with a jerry curl, right? I got to give you the whole visual on this, bro.
Fucking Joe Dirt.
Dude, Joe Dirt, I got shit on my mother-in-law,
Esther,
bro. Esther.
But you just gave us a lowdown of a...
We call her Manpaw.
Okay, all right. Because you just gave us a lowdown of a dude named Edward.
So she had the cowboy boots on, the buckle, black leather vest, bro, the hair, everything. She's walking right in front of the bar, and she's going to go. Amanda's been in the bathroom. She's going to go get her, right? So she's like, Amanda, she can't get out of the bathroom. She's passed out sitting on the toilet, right? So I'm walking that way, and I see Esther just walking, man, with her hands in the pocket. She slips, bro, hits the fucking back of her head on the concrete. It popped up, bro, right? Popped up and kept walking. Everybody goes silent, right? She walks into the bathroom. As soon as she walks into the bathroom, everybody in the club was like,
You know those... Dude. Those punching things that you blow up when you're a kid, dude. It did that. Like,
she hands in her pocket. I don't know how she got up, man. She said, like, soon as she hit that, Jerry girl had a bounce, bro. She said, ba-bam. She popped up, man. And I just remember, like, slow motion. She hit it, popped up, kept walking, walked in, and everybody was just silent. As soon as she walked into that bathroom, everybody was like, girl, did you see that? And then, I'm all like, damn, man, who was that? Because I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, shit.
I go into the bathroom, and she's in the Amanda's passed out. It's her birthday, right? So I go into the girl's bathroom, and everybody's all, you know, what do you do this girl's bathroom? I said, my girl's in the bathroom. She can't get out. She's passed out, and they're like, yeah, it's her birthday, right? So I pick her up, and I'm carrying her out of the bathroom. So all the girls are cheering for her and stuff like that. When I walk out into the fucking club again, everybody's talking about the lady who walked in there that busted her.
Did she cut her head or anything?
Dude, it was a fucking Jerry golf curl. Ball knot. Look at her head the next day, right? So we go home, we get in the limo, it takes us home and stuff. So she goes with us, right? My homeboy's with us and he was like, man, dude, that lady keeps staring at me, man, right? And so everybody's at the house, and I'm like, who, man? And I look like that, it's Esther, right? And she said, what's up? And I was just like, bro, dude. Oh, I was like, man. I said, shoot your shot, dog. I'm going inside. So we go into the room, man. Homeboy leaves. Oh, he leaves shit. And shit. Esther passes out on the couch and shit like that. And I forgot all about it, man. So the next day we run into the dude at the store, right? And he was like, man, that lady just kept staring at me, bro, and kept
dude, I thought she was gonna rape me, bro. I had to leave, and I was like, whoo, right? I forgot all about it.
Yeah.
He was like, that chick in the vest, dog. And I was like, oh, shit. And I said, yeah, man, remember when I showed you she went like that? What's up to us? And I was like, that's Amanda's mom, right? She's like, nah, for real. I was like, yeah, bro, that's her mom, dog. And he was like, don't tell her I said that. I said, I'm about to fucking tell her, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to tell it on a podcast, bro.
Dude, but that shit, I will never forget, man. It, bro. Slow motion.
Yeah.
And, like, it was crazy because, you know, it's bumping in the club loud as fuck. It seemed like everything just turned off. Everybody just quiet. As soon as she walked into that bathroom, everybody was just like, damn. And when I walked out, I swear, I don't know if it was because I was fucked up or what. It sounded like everybody was talking about the lady who fell in the vest and busted her head, bro. And she had a knot. Fucking knot.
So Tequila Jungle was, like, in that cul-de-sac, right?
Dude, I just remember the parking lot, and it was just right there. It was a brick place.
I can't remember which Tejano club it was, but it was that one that was, I guess, across from...
this was downtown, right?
The Oyster Bar. Remember when the Oyster Bar was in the depot?
This is depot,
and
for
it
sure.
Was a, it was a Tejano club right across from it, in that little cul-de-sac.
Downtown?
I thought it was Jungle.
It could have been that. But I know it was the Depot District.
But anyways, sure. I was going to say that fucking place, like, the whole inside was like gravel. Like,
yeah, it was concrete.
So, yeah, so if you fucking poured anything, you were going to slip and fall your ass.
Dude, hands in her pocket, trying to be cool, bro. Jerry Curl going, just fucking, and we're like, how the fuck you fall? The next day she had that big ass knot, right? How the fuck you fall? I slipped on the lime pill.
Fucking Mario Kart.
Dude, we were like a lime pill. What the fuck? We're like, no. Fuck.
But how did you bounce up?
Dude, that was her whole today. That's her fucking thing, that she slipped on a fucking lime pill. And I was just like, this fucking, but it looked so slow motion, bro. It was like, you know, movies, like everything just fucking spreads out. You see that one person, she's just fucking walking, fucking, boom, boom. Not shit. Even a second, yeah. Like, if she was on a trampoline, dude, they kept walking, man. Everybody was quiet.
It's the Middle Six girls, man.
Dude, she's from Littlefield. Beware Lamb County, people. Beware Lamb County. All I'm saying. Oh,
you got some?
Mine is nothing like y'all.
No.
Nah, mine's, I don't know. It sucks, bro. It's kind of, it pops up, bro, like whenever, anywhere, if I'm eating, just chilling, fucking me, don't ask me why it pops in my head, but it's me seeing myself at fucking Jay's Casket all the fucking time, bro.
Like an outer body experience, kind of, yeah, sort of?
Like I'm seeing myself at his casket. Damn. It's crazy, bro. Like, why the fuck do I keep seeing this shit? You know what I mean? It's just like...
But that was your brother, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's just... And even when it first happened, I would get, dude, visions, like, just...
When it first happened, was it a dream or no?
I mean, nothing seemed real. You know what I mean? Everything was kind of a blur, you know what I mean? I mean, you same situation, you know what I mean? So, but it was just, like, visions, bro, like, fucking pictures, like, just...
That's
just
wild.
Everything
though.
Playing back from the hospital, from just, but that one thing when you sent that, I was like, fuck, because it's been just popping up.
Yeah,
I know. I'll just be chilling, bro, eating, and it's just like, boom, what the fuck? It's just weird.
Can you explain the vision? Are you like, is it like behind you? Are you sitting in a room like watching yourself like way far ahead, you know, or?
I'm like a little, it's crazy because I'm like a little.
Like you're hovered over?
Like a little above me, but behind me. And it's just like, I just see that.
And is it like how exactly what it was at the time? Man.
Red shirt, had a red shirt on. It's crazy. That went a whole different way.
No, man.
But it's just that image. When you sent me that, I was just like, man, that's the image that I can't fucking. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I want it out of my head, but it's just.
It's there.
Always fucking pops up, bro. And it's just like. Why?
And I know it had to be really, really hard for you at the funeral still. So maybe you see it like that because you weren't in your right mind then. like being there, like it was a dream for you there. So when you remember it, it's like being watching a dream. You know what I mean? You're watching yourself there.
Yeah.
Because when it happened to you, you're probably just like, everything was just not so real. You know,
like, you don't even remember seeing people. Yeah. Like, people are like, yeah, you know, I remember I saw you. And I was like, man, I fucking don't, bro. Like, it was kind of a blur. I do remember seeing, you know, something.
That was a coping mechanism.
That's what I'm saying. So now, probably when he has that vision again and it pops up in your head, that's how you remember it. Because you see yourself, you don't remember, like, being there. It's like, you know what I mean? You're watching yourself there, but you don't really, you know you were there, but you don't really remember the people you said you saw, stuff like that. So now your visions come back as you watching yourself there.
That's crazy.
You know, I never thought of it like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember a lot of the stuff. Because, you know, I mean, I couldn't even imagine, man, being there at the... I couldn't go to Joe's.
I couldn't tell you.
Not to see... I carried him. And that was super tough for me to carry him. But I couldn't go see him in the coffin, man. I sat in the back... I made every excuse not to go in there, man. And then I showed up the next day to get him from the funeral home, load him up, and then. But I couldn't see him in there, man. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't even imagine, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you think that when they first die, when it's new, you think that they're there or you think they're gone?
The Bible says they're asleep. That they're asleep. So, Bible says that nobody's in heaven. You know, everybody believes different things, different interpretation. But the Bible says nobody's in heaven. Everybody's in a sleep. Mm-hmm. So you don't know how long you're asleep. So when Christ returns, that's when He makes His judgments on everybody. Right. So now, who goes where and what happens? Right. so you're asleep. So. What I've been told and what I've read and stuff like that is that you don't know how long you ever gone to sleep and you think you've been asleep forever and it's only been like 15 minutes. You're like, damn, I thought I was asleep forever. Or you thought you only slept 15 minutes and been fucking 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
So that's what I said, when your body goes to a sleep. So I don't think they're there physically there, but I think your spirit's in a sleep. And then because the Bible says nobody's judged until He returns. But, you know, everybody believes different, man. People, they're in heaven watching down. I like to believe that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like to believe that. I like to believe, like, Joe's there and he sees me fucking up.
Yeah. He sees
me fucking up. But then, and sometimes I don't do things because of certain things. You know, I'm fucking up and then I'm like, I'm fucking up, man. Yeah. And I like to think, you know, he's like, hey, dog, you fucking up, bro. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I fucked up, but then I realize I fucked up and then I stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was my dad's funeral that I came to the train of thought that when you're talking to that person's body, they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
I believe as soon as that last breath is taken,
there's someone better.
The soul is gone. That's what I think. Whether I don't want to step on anyone's toe, whatever you believe, I get that, but that's what I believe, that the soul is left. And what made me, and I know I've said this a few times on the podcast, but when I was upset with my dad's church, he was the one that really wanted me to get back into church, and for him to be that devoted for his church and then them not be there for when his whole process of, you know, going through cancer and then actually finally passing away, I was like, fuck that church. So then I told Rest Haven I wanted to have their service with whoever was going to do the service. And then so he had like a conference table and was asking us questions, I guess, to get info out of us to do the sermon. And when he was like, did he take his last breath? Did he reach out? And my mom said, yeah, he did. And he said, you know what the theory and the thought behind that is, they see the angels and the angels are coming to pick them up and take. So that's what I took from that. And I was like, okay, cool. Now I know when they're passed, I lost my chance to tell them my thoughts or whatever. It's just a vessel that I'm talking to.
But, you know, I like to believe that everything you felt or you wanted to say, they know now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They might not know when we're alive, but I feel like once they pass, that spirit gains a higher knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So they know now what you regret doing or saying or wish you would have said to them while they were still here. You know, I like to believe that. There's nothing biblical about that being said, but I like to believe that, man. that now they know, you know, like, I wish I could have done this, or I wish I could have said this to them, or I should have been here more, or should have done this. I feel like once they pass, they know your heart, because you know they're in a higher. I like, you know, like I said, there's that in what I like to believe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't like to step on nobody, but I like to believe that now they know how I truly feel. You know, they see me suffer with you out here. They know what I say when I say things about Joe or something like that, or when you say about Jason or something, they hear. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they know when I'm sad. And sometimes a funny memory will come that I feel like they put that there.
Yeah.
Or when I'm tired at work and shit like that, I can feel like, Joe, come on, pussy, keep going. You know what I mean? I like to believe that stuff. Or my grandpa or somebody, you know, because they just recently, you know, not too long.
I totally believe that, because there's been several times where I'm in the dumps because I'm like, man, I really miss my dad. And then later that day, I'll hear his favorite song.
Yeah.
As opposed to me never hearing it.
That's like, crazy. Yep.
Well, see, yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
And I think they send those messages for us because, you know, we're coping with those things. You know what I mean? And you know, men, especially men, we cope different than women. You know what I mean? We keep a lot of shit bottled up. We don't really say, I love you, or shit to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's tougher on us. Mm-hmm. So when you got somebody really close to you go, you don't really say, oh, man, I love you, or hey, bro, this, you know, because you know what I mean? It's just sometimes it's the way it is, you know what I mean? Or you don't want to tell them too much shit, or you get mad at them when they tell you shit, you know what
because
I mean?
Because it's gay!
Yeah, you know, you're going to say it like three times, sir. Three times.
Yeah, we don't say I love you to each other because it's
gay!
That's how I know you love me, if you tell me that.
Nah, but seriously, we've recently. Every one of us, I think, have all started said, man, I love you. Love you. And I think I owe that to Thomas, man. Thomas.
Yeah, but he is gay.
Yeah, Tom.
Gay. Yeah. You've heard of his lawnmowing company, right?
But, yeah, that I got to owe that to him, man, because he throws that out and he fucking means it. And he wants you to know, hey, man, I fucking love your ass. But on that note, man, we'll take a real quick break.
Well, it was a long process. But we finally got the generic media studio looking exactly like we wanted.
Yeah, Jonathan, it looks awesome, man.
Eric, dang it, dude, not again.
Yep, here they come.
I'm so sick and tired of that giant lizard and giant ape fighting all the time. They wrecked our studio. Dude, why aren't you upset?
Look, take it easy, though, buddy. I got a trick up my sleeve. Let's call Patriot Paint and Construction.
Patriot Paint and Construction?
Yeah, they service commercial and residential customers, and they specialize in paint, drywall, and all types of remodeling. And best of all, they take no money up front.
Are they a new company or what?
Actually, Jonathan, they've been in business for more than 14 years, and they're actually insured and bonded as well.
Quick, give me their number. I gotta call them over here right now.
Give them a call at 806-544-7199, and let them know that you heard about them on the Generic Media Network. Hey man, I don't think we should be out here on the farm so late. Can't the goats and sheep wait to be taken care of, like, till tomorrow?
Normally, yes. But you know, that thing has been lurking around town lately.
Okay, well, let's just hurry. It's cold and I'm scared of the dark.
Okay, let's just get the animals put in the... Oh no.
Oh man, it's the...
Chupacabra!
Yo, what's good, my guys? Just thought I'd drop in on my favorite bras. Maybe see if you dudes had anything I could nosh on.
Please, bro, don't eat our goats.
Yeah, man. Please, spare the little cuties.
Ew, that's way harsh, my dogs. What kind of mythical urban legend do you take me for? I need something much less gnarly than barn animals.
Bro, then we got just the thing for you.
Yeah, man. Why don't you check out Tigre Burritos?
Tigre Burritos? Nice. Like, what kind of grindage would I be partaking in?
Well, they offer breakfast burrito combinations that include sausage, chorizo, potato, and egg.
And they offer lunch burritos that include beef and chicken fajitas, barbacoa, carne guisada, chile verde, and more.
And if you're feeling something other than a burrito, they also serve quesadillas and menudo.
Dude, that's wicked perfect for when the chupacabra had too many cervezas the night before and wakes up feeling all goose and whatnot.
Okay.
Well, Theater Burritos is open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they're located at 720 Highway 62 in Wolford, Texas.
Yeah, go terrorize them instead of us.
Ah, I'm so stoked to stuff my pie hole with delish comida. I always thought you guys were some kind of posers, but you're really some OGs for hipping me to Tigre Burritos. I'm going to go and pick up my Betty right now and cruise on down there. Thanks, Broseph.
No problem, Chupacabra. Shaka.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
And we're back. So, I didn't realize that we went that fucking long.
It was good, though.
But yeah. Sorry for that first half of the being so long. I got to pee. Hit pause, motherfucker.
So, before you started recording, we're on it for a minute talking.
I know, we had to.
Then you deleted it.
Delete that shit.
You should have played that. That was a good song.
Someone was really talking about going to battle, though. We were fighting a lot of motherfuckers in that talk.
I know.
Fucking dead people coming back to life.
Sit in his pants. It was like the goats that pass out. It was crazy.
Let me ask you something before we get into Pendejadas. What's one thing that you do yourself that makes you feel like yourself?
One thing that I do. Gym. I would have to say gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where. That's my. You go to work, fucking get that shit done with. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's not you. You know, you watch sports. You know, whatever. But to make me feel like me is like, the gym. You know what I'm saying? Just. I don't know.
You just zone out. And
yeah.
That's you.
It's just me. It's kind of like that you versus you type shit. That's where it's. That's where I see myself. That's where I compete with only myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like a, it's just me, bro. Just me.
You versus you.
That's about us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's me. I don't know. That's
who's in your head. Who's in your ear in the gym? Music, podcast.
Music. I mean,
all kinds. All different.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Tupac. Biggie, you know, but it's a playlist.
Mostly old school.
Oh, you got a playlist?
It's all old school, bro.
You don't go like in like whatever your mood is? Like love songs one day, musicals the other.
You trying to hump a bench?
Yeah.
A bench?
Not a bench.
He's just doing thrusts all at work.
That dude's doing push-ups over there. Dick-ups. He's doing dick-ups over there.
Pull walking around with a hard dick. Don't nobody come in the gym with a hard dick.
Shit. Knocking over weights and shit.
Have y'all seen that video of that chick with them big old tits? And she's like, someone says something slick, slap, slap. You seen that? She starts moving her tits to slap.
No, I ain't seen
dude, Adrian, you someone talk to shit, slap, slap.
You want me to spot you? No, please.
He's all, hold on, let me put my headphones on.
I would say the gym, bro, because, like I said, it's you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Badass.
And what about you?
You already know mine.
Yeah. I told you to say it for the podcast. Oh,
when I ride around by myself, I turn the music on and just fucking jam and just ride, cruise.
Yeah.
I like to get places early and just sit in the car and just. And I hear like some fucking like trap ass, old school fucking.
Some zero.
Yeah, man, it's a fucking zero. That's just me. I like to ride around and just jam, man. Jam by myself. I don't like to do
music.
I don't like to do with anybody else in the car.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really hear music.
Just by yourself.
Just by myself. I'll turn that bitch full blast and just fucking cruise and just know we're going, just riding around, man. If I got an appointment, I'll try to get early and I'll just sit in the park and I'll jam in the fuck out. Then I get off like normal and just. Oh, yeah, I heard a bit on this church here, sir. Talking about killing and murdering the car.
You come out the car like you're an employee and shit. You shock them when you're throwing your
bid.
Fixing
your ties.
I'm ready to do this.
Do you have a problem, or for lack of a better word, can you do shit by yourself?
What do you mean?
Just like shit. Go out to eat, go to a movie, go to a bar. You
can't, bro. I fucking love it. When I was not here, when I was over there, bro, going out to eat, going to a bar, just sitting there, fucking eating, drinking, you know, just by my
it's
fucking
peaceful,
self.
Isn't
dude,
it?
It's, and then you know nobody. You go somewhere here, it's like fucking running. Man, goddamn, I wanted alone time. You gotta fucking you gotta just go to your room for that. This motherfucker, man. But yeah, dude.
It's the best, man. I enjoyed it more as I got older. When I was younger, I always had wanted somebody, hey, who wants to go eat?
Yeah.
I'll buy. Let's just go.
Like
let's
you
go.
Wanted
yeah.
that company, right?
Yeah, now it's just like, man, I just want to go by myself yes. and fucking eat, think about some shit, take yeah. care of business, whatever I got to do, and just be there, man. Enjoy being, because, you know, I got a 4-year-old now. And it's just like, man, you never get, I can't even shit
yeah.
without him. Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah.
Seeing fingers under the door.
I hear his iPad outside, just sitting there by the tub, right? And I'm like, Malachi, Dad'll be done in a minute, son. Okay. I'm like, go over there. I'll wait for you. I'm like, in the shower. Like, I'll tell him, hey, I'm going to take a shower. She's like, okay. And I'll walk in there. Here he comes. He would just fucking say, I'm like, dude, you're weird, son. It's just like,
he
just,
wants to be by you, bro.
Dude, that's my road dog, man. That is my road dog, man. But it's just, you don't, as soon as I get home, he's right there with me
yeah.
everywhere we go, man. And it, you know, that's what I said. I enjoy. But before, like I said, man, I always had to have somebody with me. I wanted yeah. somebody. Now I'm like,
did you want that kind of like alone time? Like
yeah,
you, say,
you know what I mean? Enjoy some shit.
Like just, your timeout time, man. Just,
yeah, you know
just
what I mean?
Fucking, yeah, I
and
it.
My girl used to get upset about it.
Yeah,
she'd be like, ah, you probably talking to some bitches. I ain't no bitch, ain't nobody like me.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck you like me. Like, where am I gonna go?
I started appreciating that early in my life. I started liking doing shit by myself way, way, way early. And I enjoy it more as I got older, but I still enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the older I get, I like the shit I like. You know what I mean? Before, I'd be like, you think anybody thinks they're nice or these cool?
Oh, yeah,
I'll
you don't
just
give
buy
a fuck,
shit because I like it. And my daughter's like, you wearing that? I'm like, yeah, I bought it. She's like, fuck you mean? I bought that.
Like, you're playing weird. That song? Yeah, I like this song. I don't give a shit. Who
like,
cares
dude,
who likes it?
My jam when it comes on is fucking Prince. I don't give a fuck where I'm at. Fucking Prince comes on, bro.
You're on
I'm
one.
Jamming it.
You
and
got
everybody,
your fucking beret
everybody
on.
All tatted up, riding around, jamming some fucking Prince, bro. Purple Rain. Dude, I would jam some fucking Prince. I don't give a fuck where we're at. Dude, I've been talking on construction sites, and I'll hear it, and I'll be like, hey, hold on, and I'll turn that bitch up and listen to it, man. And just
Prince
like,
is your shit.
Dude, that, you know what I mean? That motherfucker.
Oh, I agree. I mean,
cold.
Prince is fucking cold. But,
I love him.
I mean, I get it. It's not my shit, but.
Yeah, I love him.
But to go back to what you're saying, I do that sometimes. Like, I'll fucking just put on R&B because it's just different, and really nothing gets me hype anymore for, like, weights, like. If I'm not in my own mind to like push out a badass workout, then it's not gonna be done because it won't be from music. I wouldn't get it from music or something.
See, I need somebody to push me to do that.
Like,
man.
I'll listen to podcasts while I'm working out.
See, I can't, man. I've tried to listen, but then I'm like, what'd he say? Hold on, and then it fucks me up. Not like if I work out all the time or anything, but I want to work out a lot, and I'm making excuses here. But I need that person to be like, hey, bitch, get the fuck up. Let's go work out. Let's go. I was doing that with Freddie, right?
Yeah.
I'm the one telling
Alfredo.
Him, oh, yeah. Cow. I was doing that with fucking Freddie and Alfredo. I was doing it with him. So I was the one telling him, hey, man, let's go. And I didn't like that. You know what I mean? Not that he was, I need, because I didn't want to go either. So I was like, fuck, man, I don't want to go, and I got to yell at him to fucking go. Like, I need somebody yelling at me to fucking go because I don't want to go. Once I'm there,
this
I'm
guy.
Happy. Yeah, this dude's always.
We'll go.
I could tell you maybe a little bit workout.
I'm just saying, call this guy. He'll tell you over the phone. Go, motherfucker.
Go, bitch.
I'll go. This motherfucker texted me, when was it?
Saturday morning.
My mom just started making breakfast for me, right? And this fucker's like, hey, I'm about to go to the gym. Like, man, I need a heads up. Like,
right, 10 minutes out. I'm here. Where you at? I'm here.
But it was still, like, old times. He never showed up on the gym on Saturday mornings. I would always take a picture of me and my gym workout buddy.
It was like my gym workout buddy,
and it was just me.
I didn't show up.
Adrian knew Saturdays were leg day. Fucking ghost town. and then call me afterwards. What's up? What y'all gonna do? Like, he didn't just show up.
Like, he just ignored my text.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Now I go. I'll go on the weekends.
So I was telling San Juan that you knew me. I fucking went gung-ho, balls to the wall right out of high school in the gym. And I had these huge fucking traps, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all my fucking sports injuries, I hadn't hit traps like I used to, but I would hit traps like fucking 8 days a week, bro. For real. I really would. Like, I was proud to have fucking huge-ass traps. My shoulders were strong as shit. We would fucking military press 405 easily, 125 dumbbells, no problem. I tell you all that shit because when I first started working with Baker Office, my supervisor, who became real fucking cool, became a boy. His kids would be like, damn, Dad, you work with the Incredible Hulk. And because, you know, I had huge-ass traps and fucking little short haircut and shit. And then my niece was born, and she's like, Dio, that's Incredible Hulk. That's you. And so when I really feel like me, like I'm in the fucking zone, is when I'm doing shrugs.
Oh, yeah?
In the gym. Like, it's just like a mental clarity, like I'm maybe popped a fucking Adderall type of feeling. Like, I see just in the zone, like.
I think when you see it is when that fucking.
Maybe.
I think it is, because that's when you're like, fuck yeah.
Like, fuck yeah.
But that's something that you've always been proud of, so it's like, that's your fucking.
I enjoyed having huge traps, and I enjoyed being strong as shit in my shoulders. And the kid was like, oh, that's Incredible Hulk. And of course, that was a fucking ego booster.
Yeah.
But now, not having those traps anymore, but still, you know, lifting heavy. When I do fucking shrugs, I'm me. Yeah. Like, that reminds me of the muy chingon that I used to be.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, shit.
But I think maybe working out in general should kind of, I guess, you know, like Adrian said, make me in my zone. But I've kind of made peace with not being as strong as I was anymore and losing a whole bunch of muscle just because, like, my shoulder fucking, I'm 10 years out from having surgery on it. My bicep is ruptured. Like, fucking knee is shit. I'm like, what am I lifting heavy for just to be an older man?
But walk around like Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, for sure.
That boy was a beast, and he's just struggling, yeah, man.
Barely seen that he can't really walk at all.
Was it the video he's trying to climb up those stairs?
I saw that, man. Yeah. That's the first time I seen him. Like, I was like, what the fuck happened? And then I went back.
It's all his back
shit, right? Yeah, man. He used to be a fucking monster.
In my opinion, he's still the king, you know?
Oh, yeah. He'd always have that.
You know what I mean?
It's just sad to
but
see.
It's sad to see him fucking, you know, wither away like that.
But, man, yeah, I wish I could do the gym, man.
CT Fletcher's
him too, man. Like, he is such a beast and, like, helped my motivation like none fucking other.
Yeah.
But you can't be anything but sad on how you see him now.
Yeah.
And I get, you know, your heroes are going to get old, but he's worse than just old. He's got a bad heart. And
yeah. Well, shit, he don't even have a heart.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, look, CT's that's my shit. You watch CT Fletcher or no?
I don't know who it is.
No?
Yeah. Not really. I knew Ronnie Coleman because, I don't know
how. Everyone fucking knew Ronnie
just
Coleman.
Just knew who that was. Yeah. And then, like I said, I was just going through TikTok, and then I saw that video of him like that, and I was like, what the fuck happened to this dude? I thought maybe a car wreck or something like that, but it was talking about all the back surgeries and shit like that. Man. Like,
fuck, man.
Somebody should have, you know, they should not have let him do it like that, but maybe he didn't want help.
I think it's him. I think he's like, don't fucking help me.
Yeah. But that shit, man, I don't know, man. I was like, damn.
They say, like, never meet your heroes or whatever, but I think he would have been a cool motherfucker to meet, Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like an asshole.
Like an asshole, yeah.
Period. That's who you would meet?
Like a Phil Heath or some shit, yeah.
More down to earth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who would you want to meet out of anybody in the world, your hero?
Oh, fuck. That's Michael a good
Jordan.
Question.
Michael, I already knew you were going to say Jordan. I knew you were going to say.
Michael Jordan.
I heard he was a fucking asshole.
I've heard that too, man. Yeah. At least you can say you punched your hero in the nuts.
Yeah, yeah. I punched Michael Jordan in the nuts.
You don't like him? No, he's my fucking hero.
But they said never meet your heroes. Yeah.
He was acting like a little bitch when I seen him.
So I had to let him know what time it was. You?
To be honest with you, thinking about it, I would really, really love to meet Danny McBride.
Danny McBride? Who's that?
The guy that plays Kenny Powers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Bro, like, he came out with maybe, like, 6 gold shows on HBO that are fucking hilarious. He's like a mastermind of fucking comedy, man.
Yeah.
It would be so great to pick his brain and be like, I love comedy so much that I watch, like, I don't go to concerts anymore. My wife fucking hates it because she's like, you used to tell me about all these concerts you go to. I don't give a fuck about music no more. But whoever, like, is a comedian coming into town, I'll fucking buy tickets all day. Yeah. I just love fucking comedy. Even if you're a shitty comic, I'll watch your stand-up and be like, ah, that sucked. But yeah. I'll watch it. I would meet Danny McBride.
That's pretty cool.
I would love to meet that fucker.
So you got any stand-ups around here? Do they have them here still?
They have, like, open mics. Yeah. I heard they get good, but I guess I can't call myself a comedy fan for not going to them motherfuckers. But.
Well, I mean, I didn't even know they had. I've been to one before, and it was in New York. You know how the people are trying to sell you tickets and to come? So we're like, fuck it, we're not doing it. Let's go. We walked fucking a mile to this motherfucker, right? We get there, and it was not very good at all, man. No. And the drinks were fucking because you had to buy drinks. Yeah, and I'm just like, this...
I went to go see my most favorite comedian, and his name is Joey Coco Diaz. He's a real fat dude. Well, he's lost a lot of weight, but he's still pretty big. And he was in LA when we were there for Disneyland. So Georgie was like, "You want to go see Coco?" I was like, "Fuck yeah, is he in town?" He goes, "Yeah." So we went to I think the La Brea Improv or something. So it's real intimate, you know. It's the one with the brick wall, because they have one in New York too, but it's just little tables in front of him. Yeah. It's a real intimate setting. So he's going on a rant. And then he fucks off somewhere, and he goes off on another. He's like, "Oh, yeah, what was I talking about?" And I was like, "Monday Night Football." And he was like, "Oh, yeah, thanks, cocksucker." And I all felt proud. I'm like, "Yeah, he knows me."
How does he know that about me? And
he said hi.
Oh, shit.
I was like, "Yeah, he knows me." I just love comedy. I would meet Danny McBride.
I've only been, besides the one over there, I went to see Felipe Esparza.
Oh, yeah.
In Midland.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
It was pretty good, man.
He's been here several, I think I've seen him like 3 times here.
For real?
Yeah.
He comes to Lubbock?
Yeah, he comes to Lubbock a lot.
I only went over there because they gave me free tickets. I like, it's free tickets and I like it, I'll go to it.
I was just really sad that I missed Rodney Carrington. He came like the very beginning of this month, of the year.
Yeah.
And I was sad because I didn't get to go.
Did he go to the Buddy Holly place or what?
Yeah. But I would, even then, I still would have bought tickets, but it was sprinkled everywhere. And, of course, my wife would have had to go. But that was my dad's favorite comedian.
Oh,
we used to go to fucking Midnight Rodeo. He would come to Midnight Rodeo. Oh, we'd go see him at Midnight Rodeo.
I ain't heard that fucking name in fucking forever, man.
University? Right?
Yeah, right off University.
Across from Tarjay. Where Fast Eddie's is.
I was about to say it's something different now, right?
Tarjay.
Oh, bougies. We got into like the hugest fight I've ever been to in fucking that back, what was it, the hip hop club or that, the little hip hop section of that club?
I don't remember. I just remember that place, and then I remember Grand Central Station.
Grams.
Then the library.
Oh.
And then
Grams had the 3 clubs, right?
Yeah, 3 or 4 clubs right inside of it.
They had the karaoke.
Is the library still open?
I heard they closed it.
Did they?
Probably need to.
I heard it went. I heard it got real fucking good with the college crowd again.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know why they closed it.
Was it still called the library?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It was ghetto than a motherfucker, and then somebody told me they were trying to clean it up, and they changed it back to college type.
It got really good.
And it got real good. Got real packed. And then I heard it closed, so I don't fucking know.
The most ghetto one I remember was Dallas. Club Dallas.
Club Dallas.
No,
man.
They found dead people on top of that building.
Yeah, on the roof,
No, that was the...
No, that was it.
That was one,
Dallas,
too.
It came with the Mirage.
Mirage. Yeah. No,
the same building, right?
No, Mirage was the one in the depot.
Nah, man. It was that one right there on 34th. You passed the town of country on your right-hand side. Yeah. Across from Sears and stuff.
Club Heaven. Wasn't that Mirage?
No, Heaven was over there in Arnett, wasn't it?
No, Heaven. In the depot.
Heaven?
Heaven was Mirage.
Oh, yeah, it was at one time.
And there was dead people up there.
But it was Mirage when they, the dead people came out on the paper and all that on top.
So, was named Mirage what was the quote-unquote black club on 34th that was by that auto zone where it is now? Where that softball field is, close to the interstate? Was that DJ's? Club DJ?
Off MLK?
Off 34th and like right before the interstate. Right just inside the interstate. That was the ghetto fucking club. Most ghettoest I've ever been to.
Nah, bro. It had to be the one on the east side off MLK, right next to the park. What's that park right there? Can't even think of the name. Real nice park.
So you're thinking
Bay
of...
Simmons.
Bay Simmons.
You're thinking of where Rock Fitness is?
Is that what they made it into? Because I remember when you went in there, and they had the wall where you could take your pictures and stuff like that, and it had like fucking... Like weird shit, and then like the floor was all fucked up, but that was the dance floor, and like it was straight hood, bro.
I know for sure it was inside the interstate on 34th.
The only one I could think that you're talking about is Dallas Mirage right there,
because you're running out of room on 34th Street. No,
but 34th is past the interstate. Is inside.
Oh, inside. Oh,
it's Club DJ, I think.
I don't think it was DJ, but it's now a thrift store, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A Christian or a Catholic thrift store, right? What was the name of that motherfucker? Because I thought Club DJ was connected to Club Rio when it was half and half, right?
Yeah.
It was half and half, right? Yeah, remember one side was all the Mexicans and the other side was all the black
I can't remember the name of that club, but that was the most... I walked in, right, and they were having this huge-ass brawl inside. And that was back when we didn't give a fuck and we were too young to even care. And they were still taking, it was like $5, boys. Like, and I was like, what the fuck? No. And they were like, $5, man, getting patted down, not giving a fuck about this big ass brawl that's happening right there by the door.
Try to get your $5?
Yeah.
Shit, the clubs right there for Clovis are hood.
Oh, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Mi Casa?
Oh, yeah.
And they're expensive as fuck, dude.
And they pay it. Oh, those motherfuckers will get in there and drink all that fucking beer. Take them home with 103-year-old
You go over there and you're like, what's your specials tonight? And they laugh at you. Specials?
Like this $30 whore right here?
Yeah, the women are cheaper than Lupita's the beer.
Lupita's are special tonight.
We spent $30 right here. $30.
You want to take Lupita to your club or what? That's our special.
Shit, man. That was a hood-ass one right there, Mi Casa.
Casa and the one by the flea market.
It used to be Dos Amigos, wasn't it?
Fuck, Eric would know.
I know what you're talking about. Right in front of it.
Oh.
Yeah, right in front of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
It was Dos Amigos, or something like that.
Because I think Chingo Bling went there one time.
Did he?
For comedy.
Oh, hell.
Dude, for some reason, was it a rumor or maybe it was in my head? I thought like two teachers from Cavazos opened that up or something named Dos Amigos.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man. Maybe I made it up. I don't know.
But sounds like it.
Two
fucking liar.
They drove around the neighborhood after school like, where can we start a business?
Maybe with a restaurant.
Because you know these dumb fuckers ain't going nowhere.
Get these future employees in here. Oh, shit.
I took a chick home. Well, I'm lying. Let me paint the picture. So apparently I was drunk as shit and thought she was hot as fuck, and I hollered at her at South Beach, right? And then she told me she was from some small-ass town. Got her number, texted her throughout the week, and she said she was coming back in town for me so we can go to, I guess, South Beach or whatever the fuck. And I was like, all right. So then she texted me to go pick her up, and the address was those fucking apartments across from the flea market.
Oh. Castle Garden? No, they're not Castle. That's not the
Casa Nueva? Nueva? No.
Right across, right there. I know what you're talking about. They're the...
The black or brown ones?
They were right across, bro.
Yeah, right across.
Yeah.
What are they called, man? I know what you're talking about,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
fuck, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Right
there. Casa Nueva.
Yeah,
but
right beside the car wash.
Anyways... When I fucking Googled that address, I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. And so I was like, maybe she's still hot. I don't know. Maybe
I was saying, I know you picked her up.
Maybe it's a diamond in the rough. So then I go pick her up, and she gets in my truck, and I was like, God dang. And she wasn't like big or nothing, but she was far from cute. I was like, how fucked up was I? So she was like, where are we going? I was like, man, we're going to my boy Georgie's. What the? Orlando? Casa Orlando?
Orlando part. They are the Orlando.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we go to Georgie's house, and we're there like 20 minutes, and I was like, oh, I forgot I got to go to church with mom tomorrow. She's like, for real? I was like, yeah, you ready to go?
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Casa Orlando's.
Yeah. But all that those apartments and then that club will always remind me of that shit.
That fucking club, man.
God damn.
Yeah, moral brother. Of the story is don't go to fucking South Beach drunk as shit already. You get drunk there, don't go already drunk.
Watch out for lime pills. Everywhere you go. Lime pills.
I don't know why I think that club is called DJs, but yeah, you're right. It's not DJs.
Yeah, I remember DJ was connected to Club Rio. I remember that.
But you know what club I'm talking about now, though, right? Yeah, because I remember we parked in that softball field in the back and had to walk way the fuck over to the front door because it was always packed.
Yeah, but it definitely was packed. I'm almost 100% sure it wasn't DJ because I remember Rio, you had the both entrances right there. And you couldn't cross through the inside, you couldn't cross through. You had to come back out to go.
Yeah.
And then, one thing I remember when, you remember Orlando? The tattoo artist guy?
Yeah.
When he got in a fight there and Club DJ side? Dude, that dude was on some business, man. It was like the whole fucking club wanted to fight him. And he stood in the middle like that, man. They were throwing beer bottles at him. He was just blocking them. Anybody came up, he was ready to rock and roll. I was just like, damn.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I guess I wasn't there.
I didn't save nobody, but.
I mean, I watched.
Yeah, I had 9-1-1 and ready to send. Just say the word, bro. I got you. I ran into him. He has two Frenches. He went by the restaurant. And my daughter was like, this guy, he comes by here. He has beautiful tattoos. And he has two French bulldogs, him and his girl, and da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, okay. Like, okay. So I was like, yeah, he's probably over here flirting and whatever, right? So she got on me. He's like, yeah. And I was there. And he's like, hey, that guy's here. I said, oh. Like, okay, right? And she's like, his name is Orlando. When she said Orlando and all the tattoos, I was like, okay, I know who you're talking about.
And you know him?
I know. I've talked to him a few times, but okay. I don't know him. Like, we're not friends or nothing like that. Especially after I left him hanging out there in the club and didn't save help. It looked like he was doing good. Like,
you know, he's doing all right.
But, like, dude, that fucking, I was like, man, this dude is that, because, you know, I didn't know him. He was friends with my cousin Roland. And so my cousin went out there, but I was like, hey, I don't know. Maybe he did something. I don't know. I never, but he was out there, bro. And like the whole fucking club, like, he was like, everybody went around. They were all talking shit, throwing shit, acting like they wanted to fight him. And they were throwing beer bottles from far, and he would just block them.
And nobody was doing nothing.
Nobody did shit to him. But he stood his ground right there, the whole fucking thing. And then the bouncers came and took him out, man. But that's when they tried to act like they were going to grab him then. But I was like, damn, that dude stood on some business. You know what I mean? I was like, damn.
There's a guy. I don't remember his last name, but his name was Josh, and he went to school with us. He was a grade year younger than us, and he was Edward Garza's good friend. You remember that girl Sandy? He was like her boyfriend, I think, probably baby daddy. Mm-mm. I don't remember his name.
Northside or Sandy?
Yeah,
I remember. Black hair, right?
Yeah, and then her boyfriend for a long time. His Josh, name is Josh.
I know who you're talking about.
I watched that dude at that club, at Club DJ. It was like a Tuesday night. Remember they did like some random night during the week? And he punked that whole fucking club. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got there right when the shit was happening, and I walked up in the area, and he was like telling like anybody that would listen, and they were all looking at him. He was like, y'all motherfuckers rap about having big balls. Where's it at? Let's go. And, like, he's, like, threatening them to fight. And not one person, like, squared up to him. And there was probably, like, 30 motherfuckers in there.
Yeah.
And he was ready to go. And I'm just, like, you, like, ready for shit to pop off. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, and nothing.
That's most of everybody, though, right? When it's come down to really get down, the most people don't want to get down.
But, out of, 30 motherfuckers, you know someone's going to try it. It's like maybe even cheap shot them.
Yeah.
Nobody, dude. Nobody.
Believe that.
And I was like, holy shit. It was crazy. Fucking crazy.
That's it, man. I seen some crazy shit, especially at night, people fighting. Like, God damn. And people walk over you, bro. Over there, you know G-Bone? You know G-Bone? Josh Cervantes?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
And he has a brother named Anthony. Dude, I wasn't with him. I pulled up to the 7-Eleven, and they were walking, right? The two brothers and this dude went in the store, and I saw them talking. The dude came out, and the one brother's on this side, and Josh is on this side. Josh and that dude start arguing, and his brother pushes that other dude. Right when he pushes, the dude goes forward, and Josh is turned around. Bam, right in front of the doors of 7-Eleven, right? Dude's knocked out, cold, snoring. And people just walking around into the store, bro.
And boom, I'm going to get two black mouths.
Dude, I was just like...
That $2 I'm going for.
He was still checking out, and I'm like, the cashier's still ringing. I was just like...
Don't worry about him. He'll be all right. He'll be all right.
He's sleeping.
I think he got sleep apnea.
What's that shit where they fall asleep everywhere?
Sleep apnea. Narcolepsy.
I think he's narcolepsy. But dude, he hit him, bro. And he hits him. The dude drops, starts snoring. They walk like nothing, get in the car and just didn't peel out. No, just backed up, took off. Even put the single light to turn onto the street.
Motherfucker went to ATM, got money. Dude.
Dude, and I would expect that, like, if we're on the north side or the east side, this was on fucking 82nd and University 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's dude. Why. They didn't know how to handle shit like that.
They didn't know what
happened.
That's
foreign to them.
They're like, oh, he's okay. But, yeah, they just
our thoughts and prayers are with
him. How did you cue, bro?
Our thoughts and prayers are with him.
Dude, they just walked right by him, bro. Just like nothing on.
That's crazy.
I didn't even go in and get this. I didn't even remember what I was going to get. I just left. I was like, damn.
Fucking A, dude.
All that bad shit you witness at night.
Dude, you hear about that shooting, right?
I heard about your scary story, though.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of scary, bro.
It was scary.
Don't bring it up. It was drugs.
I don't ever want to hear no shit like that.
It was drugs. What, the shooting, that guy at the 7-Eleven right there on 27th and
recent?
Q. Yeah, on New Year's.
No, I didn't hear
about
that.
Yeah, he shot both those dudes. One of them worked with us. That's Chris. Y'all remember Raymond Reyes? He went to school with us. They called him Animal.
Oh, yeah.
His stepson and that dude and his girl's ex-husband, they got shot right there. They said that it was New Year's Eve, and they went there to get some Black and Miles, and that dude was fighting with this chick, and they tried to stop it and shit, and the dude turned around, pulled out a gun and shot both of them.
Trying to help her ass up.
Dude. And then now the girl's nowhere to be found, and the dude's gone.
That's the type of shit that, you know, makes me concerned for, hey, you're just going to let that shit happen? Well, fuck, man, if I intervene,
yeah.
I'm fucking subjected to fucking get shot. Like,
yeah, man. Well, I told you what happened to my cousin Renee, right? At the Busy Bee. Y'all remember the Busy Bee? And at the flea market? He was there. They were inside, and they went outside to do a couple lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they went out there, this husband and wife were fighting. And arguing.
You're saying Busy Bee was at a bar?
Yeah, it was a bar. It was called the Busy Bee. It was right. It's that club that's right next to the flea market on Avenue L.
Okay.
Right?
Is it the Old Town Cafe?
No, it's right. If you go now, they sell like burritos and shit right there.
Okay.
That building right next to it used to be a club. Not a club, a bar.
Yeah.
It was the Busy Bee. And they went out to go to the car to do some shit, right? When they went out there, this couple were fighting, arguing and shit. And the lady looks at my cousin, tells her, hey, help me, he's trying to kill me, you know, just talking shit. But he's doing, they're arguing and fighting out there. So my cousin's like, hey, man, let her go. So him and that dude start arguing. They start getting down and fighting. That dude pulls out a knife. My cousin pulls out a knife. My cousin ends up killing that dude.
Damn. Right?
Kills the dude. Gets arrested and shit. She testifies in court against him.
What the fuck?
Bro, saying that they were just arguing, that she never asked him to help or anything like that. And he had witnesses, but he already had a record. Went to the pen for 15 years, man. She testified against him. Still stayed with the dude.
You see, man, like, it's... You see that, because I've seen that a time or two. And I have, like, hey, chill out. But now, with everybody just not wanting to fight and everyone,
these youngsters are just crazy, bro.
Fucking shoot you and go to bed, not think about it, not even lose sleep over it.
Yeah.
And you want me to intervene and then get shot? I don't know,
dude. When my cousin
like that
Star.
one on Avenue Q, where that lady pulled out of that Elegante. Just, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but she just pulled out from the Elegante going on Avenue Q, and this guy, it made the guy switch lanes because she was gonna hit him. I guess she didn't see him, and he shot her. Damn. He rolled up next to her and shot her. I'm like, holy fuck, man!
There's some crazy. That's what I'm saying, man. You gotta be careful. These motherfuckers nowadays will kill you in a heartbeat, bro. Not even think. Don't want to take an ass whooping. These youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, with my cousin Star, we were over there, and we had been drinking all night, and me and Amanda were laying down, and they were still partying. It was her dude, her friend, and her dude, right? They were partying with. They started messing around all there, and my cousin's dude told my cousin that he wanted to sleep with her friend.
Wow.
Right? Because they're all in the room, right? So my cousin starts crying and shit, runs into the room and jumps on the bed. And I was like, I want to tell him to leave and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck's happening, right? The dude comes in his fucking boxers running into the room right? And he was like,
this ain't that kind of party, bro.
He was all, perdóname, right? And she was like, tell him to leave. And she tells us what happened. I was like, man, you know, the dude's drunk. You know what I mean? So I was like, hey, bro, just go, man. And he was like, nah, I love her, da-da-da-da. So I'm like, fuck, man. My cousin's like, just tell him to go, please. And I was like, bro, don't make me fuck you up, bro. Just leave, man. He didn't want to. I said, man, if I put on my fucking shoes, dog, I'm going to fuck you up. He was like, okay. So him and his friend, they take off, right? I tell my cousin, I said, you and your friend, y'all take off home, man, and I'll be there to make sure you got there safe. She said, okay. They live in Sudan.
Oh, shit.
We're in Lubbock. So she goes out there, and Amanda's watching him get in the car, and then Amanda's screaming that dude, her dude pulled back up and is trying to drag her out of the car to put her in the truck, right? And I'm like, fuck, man. So I put on my fucking shoes, and I run out there, just run out there. Bam, this dude was little, too, man. I felt real bad. He weighed like 130 pounds, and I just rocked him, dropped. His friend was like, what's up? Oh, man. I said, bitch, you want some shit, too? He was like, nah, man, you know. So he puts him in a truck, and I said, get the fuck out of here. I tell my cousin, I said, go home, man. I'll be right there. I'm going to get dressed. She said, okay. So they take off. Everybody takes off, right? I get inside. I'm getting dressed, and Amanda's like, damn, you fucking hit. You know, Amanda's crazy. She's laughing, right? So I get dressed.
It's all entertainment. She's like, damn.
He's better. So I get ready, and stuff. So we drive from Lubbock all the way to fucking Sudan, bro. And I get there, and I see the dude's fucking truck there. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? So I tell him, man, I stay in the car, man. I'm going to get off. So I go in the house. This is my aunt's house, right? So I'm just walking in this motherfucker. I walk in, and I walk back there to her bedroom, and they're both asleep in the bed, bro. Dude got his big ass knot on his face, asleep, hugged up, bro, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? So I walk out, and I see my aunt. She's like, is everything okay with you? I was like, yeah, I was just making sure. Her name was Star. Got home okay. She's like, okay, everything fine? I said, yeah. So at least you can see in my face, I was upset. So I fucking leave, and I tell him, this motherfucker, they're in the bed. So he's like, well, I said, man, you're the one yelling for me, right? So they're engaged to get married, right? So then I get uninvited to the wedding, right? So
why?
Because I
wonder why.
Yeah, so I get uninvited.
Can you believe this shit?
Then my aunt calls me pissed off at me because I hit him, right? And I was like, did they tell you why I hit him? She was like, yeah, because y'all were all drinking and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I said,
now
nah.
You're the bad guy.
Yeah, I'm the bad guy, right? So I said, nah, man. That dude, I said, that dude wanted to fuck her friend. And they came running to my room where I was at. And she was like, well, that's not what they said. I said, look, I'm just telling you what happened. And I didn't want to go to that fucking wedding anyway. I get all mad. Fuck that wedding.
Fuck that
it was an August
wedding.
Hot summer fucking wedding anyway.
But yeah, and then she never talked to me again. Ever talked to me again.
And she's still married with him?
Still married to the dude. I've subbed out work to the dude. He's a hell of a good mud man. I subbed out work. I don't have no issues with the dude. I didn't want to fight with the dude. I didn't want nothing bad. I knew he was drunk when he told my cousin that. You know what I mean? They're all making out in the same bedroom. He's drunk. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's going to say
something.
He's testing it. Yeah, he's testing it.
Testing the waters.
You know? Yeah. You miss every shot you don't take. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he took the shot, he missed, and that's the consequences. But it wasn't my fault.
He took the shot, missed, and now you're not invited to the wedding.
Invited to the wedding. I'm like, motherfucker, bro. That's why I always, like you said, it's tough not to get in because you give you shit for not trying to help a female out. But then you're damn if you do and you're damn if you don't, man. Mm-hmm. You help them out and...
Well, that kind of goes back to how I said on a previous podcast that... Let's just say the girl, two girlfriends, and they're best friends, and they know that they're getting cheated on. So then she tells, hey, your boyfriend's cheating on you. Well, then she's the bad guy because she still stays with him, and they turn the shit around, and they don't talk to the girl because she just helped her friend out and was like, hey, you're being cheated on.
Yeah. Should I rather have a homeboy just tell me straight up, hey, man, I saw your old lady over here, bro.
Cool. Yeah, me too.
And if you can, tell me right in front of her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you ain't got shit to lie about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They said they fucking sorry. They telling me right here. Yeah, you did me a favor.
Me too. I would much have that type of shit rather than...
I don't want to tell you, bro. I don't want to get involved.
Being played like
you
a fool.
Yeah, yeah. You my boy. Tell me. You saw her fucking ass over there. And we good to go. I'm not mad at you. But, you know, but they probably is some whole ass dudes to be like, no, you didn't see her. She has a twin. Eh.
You gonna make me leave me or your lying ass?
Or your lying ass?
On that fucking note, man, you got any shout outs, bro?
Nah, man, just my kiddos, family, all y'all, everybody here at, you know, y'all's studio doing it, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate you coming in, bro. I appreciate you being a guest. Like, always wanted you on, and of course, you were all. You know, you're away, but fucking love you, man. I love the support that you show me, and it means the fucking world to me, bro.
Hell yeah.
For real, man. I love you to death.
Love your ass too, man.
You got any shout outs?
Yeah, just, you know, everybody else, man. Everybody out there struggling and grinding and putting in that work. Freddie, his brother just passed away.
Yeah, his brother passed away. He put out a GoFundMe, but by the time this episode comes out,
yeah, it'll be
passed. But I plan on putting his GoFundMe on my Facebook page and going from there. So
to his family.
Yeah, to his family, man. Pray for his family. Shout out to DJ Kipo. And about how far are you out from that restaurant?
I should be ready, man, in late February, early March. Should be ready to go.
And it's going to be called Tigre Burrito?
Yeah, that'll be Tigre. But we're trying to find a spot here in Lubbock, too, man. Mm-hmm. That'll be a different name, a whole different food kind of thing. But, yeah, just something different. And then maybe try to find something else to jump into, man. You know what I mean?
Some more assets.
Some assets.
Assets.
Yeah. Something like, no, man, they're saying that. I did not say that. I did not say that, love.
But shout out to... all you fuckers, man, I really see you reposting my shit, and it means the world to me. Keep doing that shit if you would. If you could please help me out to just get the word out for the podcast. I'm really trying, putting a lot more effort into it. So please like, rate, review, subscribe.
Let them know how close we are to the tattoo.
Thomas is about to get a tramp stamp. I think we are. Yeah. I think we're pretty close, yeah, man. Really the wife has got eyes on it, so she keeps telling me. I'm not really sure the number, but she's thinking we're pretty fucking close, man.
I'm excited.
Maybe we can get him
right on that butt cheek. Fuck.
Dude, right on the tramp stamp right there. Real nice, big, man. And the dude I found, he has one arm, but six fingers on that hand. So he has a hell of a grip. Yeah, it's a good grip on it. Yeah,
that kung fu grip.
And it's a fresh guitar string, so it's going to be really nice. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
The shading would be perfect.
He's been doing it for a whole month straight. So, you know, put the work in.
Got that experience.
Yeah, got the experience in.
We talked, man, and he still was on board.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to back down, so.
Oh, man.
But we talked, and I really thought that you said it was a tattoo of your choice, but it was the placement of your choice.
Your logo and where I get to choose where it goes.
And you're really going to put that on this tramp stamp?
Yeah, bro. I mean, where else would I be?
Huh? You have a bearded dude. No, just on his...
No, as big as your sticker. You know how your stickers are? Where do you have one in here?
It's my house.
He's going to add like 3 inches to every t-shirt so he never like rolls up and shows.
Dude, if he would let me, man, I'll do like the Hulkster beside him right there. Remember I told you like with generic
conference in the back.
Yeah, the conference in the back, the generic Hulkster. You know, not really, kind of looks like Hulkin, but not really.
Oh, shit.
He said he meant Hulkster.
Did you hear about that
Do you remember conference ever being a gym?
Conference?
Or yeah. The old conference across from the museum?
A gym?
Yeah. He said that's where it was a coach gym. Hogan. And he meant Hogan in the bathroom?
For the life of me, I do not remember that ever being a Gold's Gym. He said when he was a kid and his dad was working out there.
That's what he said. And we were going to let it go, and then I started thinking, I was like, I never remember that motherfucker's dad. I said, dude, your dad probably lied to you, brought you back there in a random dude in the bathroom.
No wonder my dad was doing shrugs in the fucking restroom. He was the cook.
Oh, shit. No, I don't remember that.
He's like, yo, go meet Hulk Hogan.
Some white dude.
It's Esther. giving her a kiss on the cheek.
With the mullet.
You're my hero.
Motherfucker. God damn.
Oh, shit.
On that note, man, read some books.
And I seen the finest times. But all the pretty girls come from VA. Then it's New York and MIA. Then it's PG and run my way. So I'll never have to stay away. Say you gon' wear. Ain't nobody gonna think gon' be there. Keep on young, cause she gon' wanna stay. All the pretty girls wanna be gay.
Sorry.
Fuck around and find out. She like one of mine, now she mine now. You just turn around and she gone now. She never stayed away for long, for long.
Best time she's ever had.